My name is Nadav Kidron, and the name of the company is Oramed Pharmaceuticals.
And you are the CEO, correct?
I'm the founder and CEO, correct.
Needles are really frightening to so many people, even if they have diabetes. There's a brilliant new innovative oral insulin that you have developed. How long has this been in the works?
Well, Oramed has been around for 13 years, but it's based on a research that was conducted for about 25 years. You're talking here about work of generations almost.
So whose idea was this, that so many people are afraid of needles? It would be great if we could do away with them.
Everybody understands that we'd much rather take a pill than getting an injection. But it's a little bit difficult because the body degrades whatever the injection would put into it. So the idea behind the technology that Oramed has that allows us to take injections and deliver them orally came from my mother.
Your mother?
Yeah. So she came up with the technology that allows us to protect the medications, okay, in this case the insulin, but it can be other things as well, and to allow it to be transported intact through the body and then to dissolve around the intestine and to be delivered into the liver through the portal vein. So this technology basically, together with the Nobel Prize winner, Professor Hershko, protects the medication from getting degraded.
Is it a capsule or is it something that surrounds the medicine?
So it is a capsule. It's it's a soft gel capsule, and it's surrounded with oil, but it's very much secure, and it goes intact into the body.
Is your mother a scientist or is she just brilliant?
I think she's both, but you need a brilliant scientist in order to make it happen.
Yes. Was it designed as a daily regimen?
Yeah. The idea is you have to remember when we talk about oral insulin, and if you look around you, anybody knows someone who suffers from diabetes. And the worst part is that we all going to know more and more people because the rates of diabetes is just a terrible disease that we suffer definitely in the Western world and elsewhere as well. So people will definitely have to use it daily, and insulin is the best medication for people who suffer from diabetes.
Would it be for all types of diabetes?
So it's a great question. So Oramed's intentions are to initiate with the type 2, which make about 95% of the total diabetic populations, but we're also going to work on the type 1. And on the phase 3, we're going to run parallel for type 1 and type 2 at the same time.
Would you explain, Nadav, how a pill would be even better and more efficient than using a needle?
Absolutely. So if you really think about it, what is diabetes? I mean, what is this word that everybody talks about and everybody is afraid of, and what does it mean? So what it means when we talk about type 2 is that people do not have a sufficient amount of insulin to take care of the glucose that goes into the bloodstream. Now, the way we treat it is that if someone lacks insulin, we give him insulin, we give him other oral medication that basically encourage the pancreas to produce more insulin. So beyond the obvious idea about the patient's compliance, that it's much easier for us to take a pill than an injection, the real reason that oral insulin is a game changer is because, unlike the injection, that the insulin goes directly into the bloodstream. When we give it orally, we give it directly into the liver. And the liver is the organ that regulates the secretion of the insulin into the bloodstream. So we're able to mimic the physiological way that the body works, and it's much, much, much better for the body to have the liver do the regulation of the insulin than anything else. And that's why Oramed's oral insulin can pose a real game changer to the way we treat the hundreds of millions of diabetics around the world.
It would also be better for sugar regulation. Would you explain how that would be better?
What happens is we all do one thing in common, okay? We have a lot of issues around the world between humans, but there's one thing we all do in common, and that's at night, bedtime, we go to sleep. Mm-hmm. We wake up in the morning and we start our day. Why do we have the energy to start our day? It's because the liver storages glucose and basically gives us the energy from that glucose that's being stored in the liver during the night. So what happens is many times with diabetic patients is that the liver produces an excessive amount of glucose during the night. And when they wake up in the morning, the level of glucose are too high. But when we give them oral insulin, because we give it directly into the liver, we signal to the liver that there's insulin, meaning that there's too much glucose in the body, and therefore it shuts off or reduces the amount of glucose that the liver makes, which results in lower level of glucose. So rather than giving an injection that would just keep on putting more insulin into the system, we shut off the excessive production of glucose from the core. And that's why, giving them the oral insulin to those diabetics will result in a much better results than any other way and any other medication.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. And also, oral insulin would keep many people from skipping their injections. They put them off. They don't want to do it. So this would alleviate all of those problems.
Absolutely. If you talk to people, people are not going to consider themselves a diabetic until they don't take the injection. And even if they skip it, they feel, okay, I'm not a diabetic because here you see I can live without the injections, which is a terrible thing. But by Oramed introducing the oral insulin, people can take it as a pill. All of us take pills. We feel good about it. There's no psychological names that are associated with it. And it can open a door for people to be treated better, which is going to be good for them and for us as a society as a whole.
Are human trials underway yet? Have they started?
Oh, absolutely. We are a long way into human trials. Mm. I mean, in the United States of America with the FDA, we're undergoing now a 90-day trial of almost close to 300 subjects. And after this trial, we should be able to move into a phase 3, which is the last phase needed in order to register the Oramed's oral insulin in the United States of America. But besides the United States of America, we're also working parallel in another small country that's called China.
Small country. Okay.
So in China, there are probably about 100 million diabetics out there. And almost 2 out of 3 are not diagnosed. So meaning over the next few years, we're going to see many more cases, not only because of the terrible lifestyle that results in more and more diabetics, but also because more patients are going to be diagnosed. And we have a partner in China that's running with the Chinese FDA, and we're probably going to get into the market in China even before we're going to get into the market in the United States. So anyone who's thinking of immigrating to China and looking for good reasons, I just gave you one.
Now, is there a possibility in any of your research that a person could not be a diabetic anymore if they took this oral medication?
So unfortunately, I do not think that that's the case.
Okay.
Diabetes is a progressive disease, and usually the pancreas that produces the insulin, maybe you can keep it where it is, but it's almost impossible to reverse it.
Oh. Now, if all goes as planned, Nadav, when will we see it on the market?
So in the United States, after the phase 3, we should be able to register it and start selling it in the United States, which is literally a few years away, which in our world is considered to be a very short time.
Oh,
but,
yes. Mm-hmm.
But I do recommend to patients who are interested and want to get exposed, they can always try and get into the clinical trials and get a taste of it. And I highly recommend that because it's really a better way to treat diabetics.
How would they get on the list or find out more about getting on a clinical trial?
So the easiest way, if someone logs into Oramed's website, which is oramed.com, O-R-A-M-E-D.com, so we have email list and info@oramed.com, and they can just shoot us an email and see if they fit to enroll in one of these clinical trials. And again, I highly recommend that, and we welcome anyone to join us.
Would this new oral medication have a name? I would think you would name it after your mother.
So to name a drug is a very complicated business,
yes,
because sometimes you come up with a name and then in another country it's a curse and it's not going to sell. So there are companies who, that's what they do. They specialize in giving a name. So we still don't have a name to this almost newborn.
Well, will you call me and let me know when you do name your newborn?
Absolutely. Maybe we'll call it Pat. You never know.
Well, that is just, it's just brilliant, and it's such a hopeful story. I love when there's a hopeful story.
Yeah, and I want to tell you, it's hopeful from two ways, because It's first of all, it's hopeful because it gives people something which is better and it's going to treat them better and it will push away the point of complications. But potentially, it can also reduce the excessive amount of money that we spend as a society on diabetes, because if you push away the point of complications, then the costs are going to be reduced. And then really, the entire society can benefit from things like oral insulin. So we really, I'm happy to be part of a team who tries to make this world a better place for all of us.
And think about when diabetes, not only hospitalizations, but think about all the things that happen when a person doesn't want to admit they have diabetes, or they're not taking care of themselves, or even if they do take care of themselves, so many bad things can happen. So this would eliminate so much.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say, Nadav, that I didn't ask you?
I would just add and just reiterate what I said, that I highly recommend people to follow us up and to be part of this revolution of making this world a better place. And I would just say that Oramed, besides oral insulin, we're working on some other drugs that currently can only be given as an injection. And using Oramed's technology, we can deliver them orally. And like I said, we're working, and we have an amazing team that works very hard, and I'm very proud of being part of it.
Well, I don't blame you. Oh, I know one more thing that I wanted to ask
you. Sure.
This technology, it perhaps down the road help other drugs, maybe rheumatoid arthritis drugs or something else that in its present form might hurt the body over a long period of time. Do you see that technology helping in this way?
Yeah, so we have a potential large pipeline of medications that currently can be given via an injection. And using Oramed's technology, we can deliver them orally. And in different cases, there are different advantages, again, beyond just the patient compliance. Mm. So we have, within our own pipeline, we're working on something that's called leptin, which is something that basically makes people full and they end up eating less.
Wow.
We're working on something that's called GLP-1 analog, which is another drug for diabetes that has a problem of issue of people feeling nauseous when they take them. And when we give it orally, we're probably not going to have that issue. So there's potentially many things that we can do. So it's worth for us to keep on living and having high hopes that our medication level, our healthcare level is just going to get better and better with the years to come.
Well, all my best and good luck with the rest of the trials.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Pat. It was really great speaking to you.
It's great speaking to you.